Greetings. This is WTIP News from Wilder Smith on the Gunflint. Finally, our upper Gunflint territory got some snow that counted. Although it's likely gone in all but shaded places, as this scribing airs, those of us with affection for the fluff were excited, if at least briefly. The first substantial dose of the stuff accumulated anywhere from 2 to about 6 inches, depending upon one's locale. At Wilder Smith, we received 2 inches, whereas up the Mile of Pine a little ways, 6 inches required dropping the snow blade down. Funny how such weather variables can happen in only short distances apart. Regardless of one's opinion about this seasonal character, it's not debatable as to the elegance of this first sticky flake application. Every appendage throughout border country wilderness was laced in purity. So as Thanksgiving rolls around, us woodsy folks are thankful for this majestic natural blessing, and hopeful the remaining November skies will be spreading more white cheer real soon. The waxing, freezing over moon is nearing the month 11 pinnacle, while we head to America's Festival of Plenty. His Lunar Highness is a good bet to be glistening off open lake water. In spite of our heavenly liquid bodies being biting cold, rolling waves continue to hold off any coagulation. Most animals of the neighborhood are fully changed into their winter garb. In a sampling, I spotted a snowshoe hare and an ermine, both of which were fully in tune with the newly frosted landscape. Then, on another note, the morning after our snowy spectacle, I was able to track several overnight visitors along the road on my way for the daily mail delivery. A meandering fox led me over the entire 2-mile trek to the mailbox, while off and on prints of a marten, snowshoe hare, a wolf, and a solitary deer dented the bleached ground cover. There were no bear trailing, so perhaps this brief swat of winter put them to bed. Speaking of deer, neighbors along the Gunflint South Shore spent the first week of their stalking time in quiet solitude. I've heard of only one buck being taken in this part of the upper trail during week one of the firearm season. Although there may be a few whitetails here and there, it would appear the severe winter of 2013 and 14 and the wolves have pretty much wiped venison opportunities off the menu. It may take several years for the herd to recover to hunter satisfaction. In the meantime, I'm certain the hunters I know are still contemplating the joy of their time outdoors in this splendid forest. Their hunting time is much like angling. Fishing is always great, but sometimes the catching just isn't. I hope their fortune turned around during the second and final week of this season. A new avian pet has adopted our yard as a parent safe haven. In spite of making light of the clucky birds, it's energizing to see this grouse guy hanging out around the place. His presence seems not affected by my moving about the yard, so I would guess we are pretty much stuck with him. The gamely bird even did a photo op for me last week. It was caught perched high up in a pin cherry tree, pecking away at whatever critter bugs hole up on those branches. We at Wildersmith hope you have a safe and glorious gathering while being thankful for the grand bounty we in America celebrate, remembering there are billions of people on other parts of the planet not so blessed. Wouldn't it be nice to do some good things for each other during this time of violence, pain, and suffering? Gunflinters give thanks every day for this idyllic, peaceful place. We may be unorganized territory, but our state of civility far surpasses the sickening barbarism engulfing many places in the world at this moment. Citizens of the world, please come to your senses. This is Fred Smith on the trail at Wilder Smith. Happy Turkey Day.